I think we left off around where the Rambam is about to quote the line from the Mishnah of Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelk Olam Haba, one sentence before that. And in this translation, it begins with Uleficha Chesbonim. One line before the Rambam quotes the from the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelk Olam Haba. Uleficha Chesbonim Zeh HaNe'ezar B'Hashem B'Tachlis HaSofis V'Hiniach Masha Zulasa V'Omar Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelk Olam Haba. So the Tana is focusing on what's ultimate, which is why he's speaking about Olam Haba. Says the Rambam, Vim heyoso hatachlis eino ra'ui l'misha ratze liyos oved mi'ava lavod g'day l'hasig Olam Haba k'moshe be'an b'meshe kodam el yavod al haderach she'omar. V'nivdal min ha-behemos v'hoel v'niyo odom shalem hine me-hachlotos ho-odom shalo yibna ehu moneya sh'tiskayim nafsu v'kiyim m'skola v'zeo olam haba k'ma sh'beyonu. What's going on here? Why is the Rambam sort of returning to the theme of Oved Me'ava, which he discussed, I don't know, rather exhaustively earlier? So can we do that the Rambam is addressing the following question, preempting. Don't think that there's any kind of tension, that there's a shnei ksubim hamakrishim zeh in the following sense. That on the one hand, the tachlis, ha-tachlis ha-reha olam haba, ula umaso hi ha-hishtadlis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed everything, that Olam Hazeh Dome the pose of Bifnei Ha'olam Haba Hasken Atzmacha B'Posed of Kadesh Tikonis Tatraklin. That Olam Hazeh is a bridge that a person crosses, which leads to Olam Haba. Mechad Gisa, all that's true Mechad Gisa. But Me'idach Gisa, a person is supposed to, within his own Avodas Hashem, is supposed to ideally, optimally, be oblivious to Schar, including Olam Haba. Right? As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Yud, of Hilchos Tshuva. Al Yoma Odom Ani Ose Mitzvus HaTorah V'Osek B'Chochmas Kedei Shakabal B'Ochus HaKshuvus B'Torah Kedei Sheeskel Chayelam Haba Shehoved Al Derech Zehu Oved Meir V'Ein Malas HaNevi'im Lo Malas HaChacham. So is there some kind of, it's sort of like telling someone, you know, when he gets in the car, you know, on the one hand you tell him, the goal is to get to Philadelphia. On the other hand, you tell him, but don't be thinking about Philadelphia. So how's he going to get to Philadelphia So what the Rambam says is that what the Oved Me Ahava, so this is something that the Rambam hasn't touched on yet, right? He has discussed what Oved Me Ahava means. He's presented what Olam Haba is. But this question of how do you, is there a tension or even an outright contradiction between saying, again, everything was designed for Olam Haba in terms of a person. It's designed again. Hatachlas harei olam haba. But ignore the tachlas. So then, how do you get there? So the Rambam says because what the Oved Me'ava will do is what brings lidecha olam haba. What the Oved Me'ava will do mitoch ahava, that gufa is. What if the person were just, out of self-interest, calculating, what should I do to get to Chai Olam Haba? It's the same path. The question is whether or not the person travels that path out of self-interest, where he travels that path mitoch ahava. You reread these lines, kimeduma. That's what's going on here, Rabbi Yossi. The words. They come to life. On the one hand, again, I'm beginning a line or two earlier than we began initially. Referring to the Tana. ובפיכך חשבון אין זה הנעזר הנעזר בהשם בתכלס הסופס, והניח מה שזו לעשו ועומר כל ישראל יש להם חלק עולם הבא. ואם היוסו התכלס, אין הרבה למי שרוצה ליוסו אבנים הבא, לאו כדי להשג עולם הבא, כמו שבאן במשך קודם. So is there a tension there, or even an outright contradiction? Ella yavar al derech sheomer v'hainu shem hem and sheyesh shem yediya shehigia al anavim es Hashem shehudiya ba shamaylos hen kach v'hapchisios hen kach neschay mitzad shu odom yoshol, meaning without focusing on the fact that the Milos, cultivating the Milos, is going to be my ticket to Olam Haba, and the Pechisios are going to impede and diminish the Chelek in Olam Haba. But no, without focusing on that, Nischai Mitzachu Odom Yosho, Lehiskari Vela Milos, Ulehisrachim and Pechisios, and this Gufa. Im osa kein nishlam bo ho inyan anoshi v'nivdal min ha-behemos v'ho v'niya odem shalem, nothing is going to prevent him from chai olam haba. You hear what I'm saying? That was the pshat, what the Rambam is presenting here.
Can we say it again?
From the beginning or from...
I mean, I understand the question, and I just don't understand how everybody's saying. What's the answer to this question?
What's the answer to why the question is not a question? What's the,
okay? Yeah. How is it not?
What's the explanation of why the question is not an answer because the question is not a question?
Yeah.
So, what's the explanation to why the question is not a question? So go back to our marshal, right? That on the one hand, you say that the tachlis is that the person getting into the car should drive from New York to Philadelphia. That's on the one hand. Me'idah gisa, you tell him, but he shouldn't give it, not only shouldn't give it a second thought, he shouldn't even give it a first thought. So we would have thought then that there's a, not just tension, but an outright contradiction between those two. But what if the the best route to Philadelphia is lined the whole way with trees. And there's beautiful foliage to look at and beautiful scenery to look at. And you tell the person that he should get into the car, and what he should be mindful of is driving along a route with this beautiful foliage and beautiful scenery. So then, lemaisa, that description, that definition, converges 100% with the description or definition of, you know, go Route 95 or whatever it is to from New York to Philadelphia. No, it was too convoluted, the mushroom. Without the mushroom. Okay, skip the mushroom. I like the mushroom, but we'll skip it, okay. What the Oven Me'ava will do, a person who's Oven Me'ava, will understand that to be the Oven Me'ava is Kivas Elokim Litov. Tzoma Nafshi Elokim Lekelcha. The Oven Me'ava understands that to be worthy of that, any direction and directives we've been given as to Shleimus Ha'odam is something that he needs to be totally committed to. The Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, Vehu, ki haTorah lo asra. Where is this? Perigdalid, I think. Yeah, Perigdalid. If you're using this edition, it's on page Tof Kuf Lamed Aleph. It's the way you can find it in other editions is it's several lines after the Rambam quoted the Psukim in Zechariah. Of Koama Shem Tzvakos Tzom HaRevi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi'i, in concluding V'Ha'em Es V'Hashem HaMahavu. So it's several lines after that. V'Hu Ki HaTorah Lo Osra Masha Osra V'Tzivsa Masha Tzivsa Ela Men HaSiba HaZos Koloma K'deish Nisrachek Min HaTzad Ho'echad Yoser Derech Chinuch Ki iso ha-ma'acholos ha-asuros kulam, ve-iso ha-be'ilos ha-asuros, va-azor ha-la-kadesha, v'chiyav k'suba v'kidushin, etc. All this is kadeshin, as kol zeh, I skipped a few lines, as kol zeh lo tziva Hashem aleinu, ala kadeshin esrachik megvul ha-taiva, ha-chok ha-meruba, V'chein koma, I'm skipping another couple of lines. V'chein koma shenema v'torah minisinas ha-maisos v'alekev v'ashichacha v'hapeya v'haperet v'oldes v'dina shmita v'yovel v'atstok adei machsoro ki kol zeh korov v'his gadlos k'dei shenisrachek migvul ha-shiflos, etc. The two pillars of mitzvah santorah are the mitzvahs train us to have midos tovos, and this he says the other point is not here in Shmona Prakim. The other point we had, you know, already when we learned the Yud Gimel Korim here in the Hakdamah to Perek Chelek, and they keep us away from Avodah Zarah. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that the center of gravity of a person who's just calculating how do I get to Olam Haba? And the center of gravity of a person who's saying, how should I be Oved Hashem, it's the same. And that's why there's no tension between saying that on the one hand that the ultimate tachlis is Olam Haba, and saying on the other hand, but that's not what you shouldn't be motivated by that, you shouldn't be focused on that, so then how do you get there? Because what the Oven Me'ava Mitoch Ahavaso will do is exactly what the person who's looking to see, how do I earn tickets by keeping Torah and Mitzvahs will do. Just he'll be doing it out of a different motivation. You also have here a theme. I think we spoke about it. Maybe not. We had it over here. Maybe we didn't. I don't remember. Take a look in the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, Halacha Aleph. Hatova Atzfuna LaTzedikim Hichai Olam Haba. Again, the Rambam gets the Lashon Hatova Atzfuna from the pasuk he's going to quote of Marav Tuvcha Shetzafanta L'Riyacha. Right, that's how the pasuk refers to Olam Haba as the good which is hidden away. Tzofen Baruch. Hatova Atzvuna LaTzadikim Hichai Olam Haba. V'hem Achaim She'enim An Marves. V'hatova She'en Ima Ra'a. Hu She'kosu Batar L'Manyit Avloch V'harachto Yomim. V'pi Hashmu Olamdu L'Manyit Avloch. Lamdu. Leman yitav loch laolam shikol atov after yomim laolam shikol aorach v'zeh olam haba. Schar tzedikim hu sheyisku lenoam zeh v'yu b'tova zo. Upiron harishon hu shel yisku l'chayim elu ela yikaresu v'yamusu. Here comes the line which links up with what we're looking at now in Parash Mishnayos. B'chol mi she'eno zocha v'chayim elu, hu hameis she'eno choye la'olam ela nichras berisha v'ovet kebehema. I think we commented on this lashon. What's this lashon ovet kebehema? Right, it's not enough that this guy is being nichras melam haba. No, but the Rambam is standing there and jeering at him and telling him, you're a vildachaya. So what's that all about? So it's clear what the Rambam is saying is what's human about a person is not the fact that we eat and drink, v'chulu, the entire range of physical activities, there's nothing human about that. Animals do all the same things. you know, using a fork and a knife, that doesn't really make such a fundamental difference between, you know, the way a person eats and an animal eats. It doesn't make it fundamentally different. And even using our intelligence for concrete matters, so animals do that also. Right? Animals do that also. Right? We all have fun. You go to the zoo and you watch the monkeys and you watch the gorillas, so they clearly have a mahalach in what they're doing. So in terms of concrete intelligence, there's nothing which is singularly human about that either. What's human about a person is his capacity for Yediyas Hashem, for abstract knowledge, again, ultimately for Yediyas Hashem, and the fact that the Chochmah, as we spoke about, becomes something that it's something metaphysical, that it becomes a part of him, and that it's Nika in his Midas Tovos. If only someone is really human in the sense of actualizing the potential of what's uniquely human, so then the natural result is that he's zocha l'chay olam haba. And what the Rambam is saying when he says that he's the loshen here, that nichras berisha v'avaka behema, it's not that the Rambam is hurling an insult. The Rambam is saying that again, to be truly human, the natural course of events is that one should be zocha l'chay olam haba. And if a person doesn't, it means he didn't really actualize or realize his humanity. And that's the same thing he's saying here. Vim osa kein nishlam bo inyan anoshi. He has some basic level of Yediyas Hashem, and that translates. It's not something which he's not detached from that Yediyah. That's a Yediyah that's a part of him, and you see it in his midos. So then, im osake nisim bo ninyan anoshi, and then and only then, nivdal min abehema. You know, the fact that we walk upright and that a behemoth walks on all four, and the behemoth walks with its head down, and we're able to walk erect, that doesn't make us superior to animals. And again, the same point as he have in Hilchos Tshuva. Once he's an Adam Shalem, so then Mimela. The Chaya Olam Haba is the natural progression in a person's existence. And the alternate translations they have here in the notes are easier to understand. Mitava ha'odam, mitchunos ha'odam. And I'm not sure what hachlotos here obviously doesn't mean as it usually means in modern Hebrew, decisions. It means rather what's absolute. Right? L'chalutin means something which is, it means that b'lashon chazal as well. It means something which is final, which is absolute. So what's one of the absolutes of humanity is shelo yimna'ehu moneya. There's no external impediment. Shetiskayem nafsho b'kiyum muskola v'zeh olam haba. There's no external impediment to chay olam haba. You're trying to travel in Olam Hazav from point A to point B. There may be a traffic jam, and the highway may be closed. You can have an external monea that prevents you from getting from point A to point B. Mehachloto se'odam, again, maybe it's mitchuno se'odam, that lo yimna ehu monea, there is no monea, there is no external impediment. There's nothing external that prevents the person shetiskayim nafsho b'kiyum muskola, that if he has the midos and then which accompany or which really reflect that what he has is genuine yediyas Hashem v'zeu olam haba k'mo shebe'anu v'zeu inyan ama ati yukisus k'feredin hovin v'chulu k'lom ha'shamonam miliyos chavshi enu eladov v'mibachutz gan ha'mesik v'ares and animals are externally constrained, right? You have the reins. So the reins, you put a what's it called? A bit? What's it called? What do you put in the animal's mouth?
Muzzle.
A muzzle, or also a muzzle or a bit in the animal's mouth. But lo yia adam kain. There is nothing analogous by a person. Eliyia hamono. If there's something that prevents us from Chayim Olam Haba, that impedes us, these are lines to remember, to be Choros al Luach Libenu, Rabbi say. Eliyia hamono mimenu atzma. The only thing which can prevent a person from Olam Haba is he himself. If a person's, again, just human form is complete, meaning he's not a behema in terms of just living a physical, materialistic, instinctive existence. Im hoysa shleima, hi timna'enu mimashemono min hashleimus. If a person's tzuras ha'anoshes is shlema, it will prevent him from getting involved with things where he would thereby prevent himself from shlemos. V'hena nikos prisios. And these are the character flaws. V'hi tzaris also el mashi yivieyu al ha'shlemos. V'hena mailos. V'zehu ha'olo l'dayti mikol divayim b'inyan zeh ha'nalo shachashivuso atzumo. Right, so the Parish of Mishnayos of the various form we have of the Rambam, the Parish of Mishnayos is the earliest one, written in his youth, before Sefer Mitzvahs, before Mishnah Torah, before the Mora. So at this point in the Rambam's life, he thought he was going to basically write a Parish in Ein Yaakov. He was going to write a Chibur. We explained Evi Agadat and Shas. More than an Ein Yaakov. I don't know, I guess, but Midrash Rabba also. All the Midrashim. V'avaron, v'azber mehen hezber hamat'im la'amitos. V'chein ovi rayas al koze midivreihem. Va'agale ma mehen kipshuto, ma mehen moshol, ma mehen kor b'chalom, v'omu b'stam, k'ilu kor b'hokitz. U'ba'osa achiba avar lecha emunos rabos, v'sham avar kol advarim asher nasati lecha mehem, b'dvaray eile dugmos ma'ato shetilman mehen. So obviously this sefer never materialized. So I think, k'meduma, that the Rambam writes that the reason, again, a little bit you have, again, he explains the chveis that there are some agarata that he'll explain in the Mora, but ruba de ruba, this didn't materialize. And I think the Rambam says that when he set out to do it, he realized that the reason Chazal said things b'darach moshel is because it's inappropriate to make accessible to all the subject matter they were discussing. So by sort of writing it in code, in a moshel, so that ensures that only people who are holding on a madrega to decode the moshel, to understand what the nimshel of the moshel is, will have access to these inyanim. But then the Rambam realized, so manavshach, he says, if I'll just write b'derech moshel also, so what will I have, what help will I have given you? He said, if I'll make the nimshel explicit, so I can't do that. There's a reason that Chazal expressed these things b'derech moshel. So he didn't write it. Ve'en levakero si'el masha yesh b'dvarai he'eder diyuk b'miktas milim v'inyonim shemedaktikim bohem anshe al-chokhma ki lo digdakti ad kidei kach kidei lohavin l'mishel ohurgal mikodem b'shum domen min ha'inyon anech barazeh she'en masigin oseo kol b'nei odom. The Rambam says, you don't criticize me for what I've discussed here, for neglecting to explain certain details, for a certain nuance and precision, because you can't, when you're explaining things to people initially, so you have to explain to them the klalim. When a person knows all the klalim, so then you can tell them about the pratim and the dikdukim and the pirtei pratim. But before the person knows the pratim, before the person knows the klalim, you can't inundate him with the subtleties and the nuances of miktsas milim v'inyanim. That's a very clear and unimpeachable principle of chinuch. Umilas apikara, says the Rambam, himila aramis inyana zilzul ubizul batar. Now, the Rambam obviously knew that the word Epicurus comes from the name of the Greek philosopher Epicurus. The Rambam obviously knew that. So what does he mean by saying that it's an Aramaic word? So the Rambam means as follows. Even when a word comes from one language to another language, so usually, let's say, unfortunately, in recent years, in recent decades, right, too much English has been incorporated into modern Hebrew. But by and large, when the English words are adopted, so sort of the pronunciation is Hebraicized. So I don't know, you don't say statistics, you say statistica. Okay, now why you have to do that and why you can't, you know, within use words from Hebrew is a good question that doesn't have a good answer. But Lamaisa, the point is that the form of the word in the adopted language will be consistent with that language. So what the Rambam is saying is that apikoros, the form of the word, is an Aramaic form. Like, it doesn't look like a Hebrew word. Even when words come, the Rambam is not talking about what the source of the word is, he's talking about the form of the word. that even the form of this word, again, if he wanted to tell it, because you look at it, right? The word apikoros is not, if you have a feel for Hebrew, it's not Hebrew. I'm saying, yeah, it's not Hebrew. The Rambam knows that it comes from the Greek, but the Rambam is telling us that the, in terms of the same way, if you would talk about any of the countless English words that have been incorporated into modern Hebrew, we know they're originally English, but you'll say about one word which wasn't Hebraicized in terms of pronunciation, oh, that's an English word. Like once upon a time, you know, when you were shocked, so they used to say, now it's Ani Behelem. Now they say Ani Beshok. Okay, so I don't know whether the difference shock and shock is. So you would say that's an English word. You'd say that's an English word. You'd say it about that, but you wouldn't say it about, about English words which have been Hebraicized in terms of their pronunciation. So that's what the Rambam means by Mila Rambam. The Rambam obviously knows that it's Greek. All right, so maybe we'll pick up with the definition of the word, and we'll pick up with this next week.